at AVN. We have 2011 in just under 4 minutes. So if they're listening up there in the booth, please roll the video. In Arlington, we never stop thinking about the future. It takes years both to plan and design and to implement the various elements that are necessary components of the community we strive to be. Building better communities with real neighborhoods that embrace diversity and enable walking, biking, and transit bring numerous benefits and encourage healthier lifestyles, a vision we seek to realize each step along the way through community-driven planning processes with significant and meaningful opportunity for public participation. This is not the work of a single year or a single initiative. To accomplish our ambitious goals requires a continuity of effort, each year carrying forward the cumulative efforts of many years. Arlington needs small business to succeed. We need new enterprises to be able to establish themselves and established firms to flourish.
Bloomberg Businessweek ranked Arlington America's second best city in the country.
The U.S. Department of Transportation named Arlington one of the country's five most walk-friendly communities.
Bicycling Magazine named Arlington the 30th best bicycling community in the country.
We ask people to, for at least one day, ride their bicycle to the job.
Learning to ride a bike is a skill that opens doors. So everybody else could ride and this young person couldn't, and now they can.
The recommendations in that report use proven technologies, so this is visionary for a community in America, but practical because it's been done in other places already.
Arlington has engaged in an ambitious effort to identify and classify our historic resources, a historic resource inventory.
Conceived as an integration of the goals of urban design and preservation of affordable housing, the Columbia Pike Land Use and Housing Initiative is one of the most innovative and ambitious planning and design efforts we've ever undertaken.
For three consecutive nights, 12 survey teams hit the streets from 3:30 to 6 a.m. and surveyed 153 homeless individuals.
We had over 150 community volunteers, which I think is simply amazing.
Lots of times you see homeless people and you go, gee, there's nothing I can do for them. But now this seems like you could actually help these people.
Arlington may be one small municipality, but by the strength of our example and the force of our advocacy, our influence can have impact both within and beyond our borders. With that consciousness of the connection between what we do here today and the lives of everyone around us today and for generations to follow, let us move forward in 2011 to deliver on the great promise of our community. Thank you. Like I said, it was a busy year. I just want to take the opportunity to acknowledge all the support that I've had from a lot of people this past year as I was given the privilege of leading the board. And I do want to particularly thank each of my board colleagues, each of whom has worked in one way or another on all the things that I particularly have been interested in, as well as doing all the work that they're doing on the many things that they have responsibility for, and all of whom have given me great support over the past 12 months. I want to thank the manager and the staff who have to put into effect everything we up here say that should be done, and answer phone calls at all kinds of different times, and emails, and various kinds of inquiries, and thank you, Ms. Nellen, and all those who work with and for you for everything you've done over the past 12 months and will continue to do. I also want to thank the county attorney, who I depend on quite a bit, and who always seems to have the answer, no matter how many times I try to stump him. So thank you. I want to thank our clerk, Kopalik, and all the board staff who make it possible for us to do our jobs. I especially want to thank my aide, Samantha Sisman, who has spent the year trying to make me look good. So thank you. And I want to thank all the citizens who work with us on so many different things in so many different ways, serving on commissions that advise us, bringing us issues we might not have known about, informing us in various ways, coming here to testify as they will tonight. This is a county that works because it is based on the participation of the public and the direct involvement. It doesn't mean that we all always like the outcome we get. It doesn't mean we're not frustrated at times with the way things happen. But we do work very hard to make it a place that is the work of as many of us as possible. And so all of you who do that and volunteer your time have really helped to make the community what it is today, and certainly have helped me in my work as a board member and as chair this year.